Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Radio.com has the nation's biggest news stations bringing you the top stories 24/7.
President Obama is issuing a new call to make it harder for
government companies. Says employers added 192,000 jobs.
All the national news from CBS Radio.
And Chrysler has recalled Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Powerful 8.2 earthquake.
Breaking local news from your city.
Economists say job growth is so bad here at home.
Plus,
it's
sports, weather, and traffic.
Back up starting at the 57.
All the news that matters to you on Radio.com.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Radio.com has the nation's biggest news stations bringing you the top stories 24/7.
President Obama is issuing a new call to make it harder for
government
companies.
Says employers added 192,000 jobs.
All the national news from CBS Radio.
And Chrysler has recalled Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Powerful 8.2 earthquake.
Breaking local news from your city.
Economists say job growth is so bad here at home.
Plus, sports, weather, and traffic.
Back up starting at the 57.
All the news that matters to you on Radio.com.
Mike Ditka here, and I never settle for anything less than 100%. And that's why I trust Motorworks in Barrington and Hoffman Estates. They never quit trying to give you the greatest luxury experience possible. They're even upgrading all their showrooms to give you the most comfortable buying experience possible, as well as celebrating their all-new service department. At Motorworks, eight worlds come together. BMW, Cadillac, Honda, Infiniti, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, and Sprinter. They also have a used inventory of high-quality pre-owned cars, too. Additionally, buying from Motorworks gives you unlimited washes at their world-class wash works. Plus, they're a full-service, all-state agency for all your auto needs. There's a reason I've been a loyal Motorworks customer. It begins and ends with a Motorworks team that always gives you 100%. Heck, if I had more teams like them, I would have won more championships. Visit Motorworks today or visit them online at motorworks.com. That's Motorworks in Barrington and Hoffman Estates. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business.
Z Baking was founded May 1st, 2008. It was crazy. Prices were high. Business was bad, but we didn't know any different. We just decided that we were going to make really good bread. We bring a lot of basics back into bread the way it was naturally done, and then we also add new school stuff. We use miso in some bread. We use different types of ancient grains. We use olive oils. We use whole milk, and people like it. We currently do 50,000 pounds of bread a day. When we started, there weren't a lot of banks that were interested in loaning money to some guy that says he knows how to run a bakery. They were more concerned with who's signing for the papers and worried about fees. When I went to American Chartered, it was totally different. American Chartered has been integral in my growth. If it wasn't for them, I would just be another small bakery. My name's Willie Zimbaroff. I'm the president of Z Baking Company in Lincolnwood, Illinois.
American Chartered works for Z Baking and 8,000 other companies throughout Chicago. The bank for your business. American Chartered. Member FDIC.
As the end of the Bears season nears, drama continues to build at Halas Hall. Who will stay? Who will go? Keep it here for any breaking Bears news. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Just past 4 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves host Iowa Saturday night. First 5,000 fans will receive a wall calendar courtesy of Domino's. Bears, Lions, Sunday at Soldier Field. The walkthrough today up at a relatively quiet Halas Hall. Mel Tucker knows his defense, not a good matchup for the Lions.
We all have to play. We have to play a physical football game. And the nature of the game is all about hitting, and so it's important. And that guy's a very, very tough guy to stop, and they have a lot of good guys around him as well. Excellent quarterback, so that's going to be a huge challenge for us.
That guy being Calvin Johnson, and the injury report is out, and the secondary a little banged up. Chris Conte not going to play. Robbie Gould also out once again. Jay Feely kicks, and Brock Vereen is likely to start at safety for Conte. Tim Jennings also in the injury report. He is questionable. Kyle Long, Jeremiah Ratliff, and Will Sutton as well. Kyle Fuller is probable, so he should go, and Shane McClellan as well. Special doubleheader on the score tomorrow for the NFL. Got the Eagles and the Redskins first, and then the Chargers and the 49ers in the night cap, I should should say, after the Illini finish up down in Missouri. Bulls in Memphis tonight. Grizzlies have won six straight, including back-to-back impressive wins over the Warriors and then in triple overtime against the Spurs this week. Bulls coming off that ugly win last night against the Knicks. Jimmy Butler shined, though, 35 points. No D. Rose last night. He will not play tonight as well. Blackhawks host the Blue Jackets tomorrow. Corey Crawford will get the start in net. He's back after missing eight games because of a lower body injury. Also tomorrow, as we mentioned on the score, bragging rights game. We've got Illinois, the Illini, facing off against Missouri down in St. Louis. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars at rosenhyundai.com during their 25th anniversary event. And football coverage on the score is being brought to you by Chicago Football Magazine. Subscribe now at chicagofootball.com today. I'm Matt Riddlewald. You're listening to the home for the Private Bank Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing coverage all throughout the day on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Touchdown Bears.
Rich Campbell.
I really can't answer that, Rich. I'm not going to go through a dissertation like that, Rich.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Tribune.
You guys are going to be as negative as possible, and we understand that.
All the latest news and notes from Hallis Hall.
Well, I'm excited about the game. I mean, this is just football.
Rich Campbell with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Looking for a response from Trustman at 403 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein.
Rich Campbell's on Twitter, at Rich_Campbell, and he joins us on the GrossingerCity.com hotline. Grossinger City Toyota, Chevy, Cadillac, located just west of North and Clyburn, and I'm not going to answer that, Rich.
Yeah, I got one. You got one, no, the other day,
another
man.
One. Just not going to. He just doesn't want to answer you.
That's a question I'm not going to answer, Rich.
It's starting to really accumulate, too. I think you could probably pull like 6 to 10 of them at this point. But today I asked Mark a question about the game plan and whether they can really use the full scope of it. And he said, that's a good question. So maybe I'm coming back around.
Well, if they can't the head coach use the full scope of the game plan, why'd you change quarterbacks?
Well, yeah, I think this is just sort of a natural thing where you want to at least suit your game plan to what the quarterback does best. I think the bigger question is, you could have changed quarterbacks with a 10-day break between games, and instead now they're set up with Clawson having only two full practices. And so clearly this is a matter more of benching Jay than playing Jimmy, if that makes sense.
Well, I can't really concentrate on anything football related. I mean, this game doesn't matter. Who the quarterback is right now doesn't matter. And it probably doesn't even matter how the game is coached, because this guy's toast on a stick. So it's very difficult to sort of work in the micro here and try to convince ourselves that any of it matters.
Well, I will say that when the quarterback change first occurred, and even now, I am more interested and excited about Sunday's game, attending it and having to write about it, than I would have been had it been same old, same old. This is at least something new and something else to watch and write about. But I'm with you. It's difficult. And any reporter who's covered a losing team like this knows what this is like. You have it in baseball, too. I mean, you get these teams in baseball, like the Cubs, for example. You lose almost 100 games, and, man, the second half of that season can get brutal.
But there were guys to watch. But at least on a team, you've got developing young players who are coming up, and you say, hey, let's get a look at this guy. Let's look at that guy. I mean, Soler last year, and watching Baez last year, and Hendricks. And there's so that I wouldn't say that that's an apples-to-apples comparison, because you had real reason to go buy a ticket and get in and say, I watched those guys play when they arrived.
Right. And so you get to the heart of the matter here. There are two different types of losing teams. You got one that might be ascending. And I think the comparison might be the Minnesota Vikings, who obviously are playing for their head coach. They're just starting a program there. They've got a rookie quarterback, and you'll see that team next week, versus the Bears, who does seem like they have a lame duck staff, and they've got a lot of older players. There's not as much of a cornerstone or pieces in place where you're saying, hey, these are the bedrock of the future. I think, we've tried to look at the linebackers as we've gone on here in the second half of the season, knowing that, hey, the Bears have issues at linebacker in terms of roster personnel, the turnover required from Lance Briggs and DJ Williams. But, yeah, overall, it's tough to get through the end of this season. And I think everybody's looking much more towards December 29th than any of the two games they have left.
Do you think that, I think most people believe it, he won't be, that Jay Cutler will be the starting quarterback of the Bears when next season begins?
That's a great question. I think we have to wait to see who the head coach is. It was interesting to hear Jay say he would work with Trestman again, and it's not out of the question, and in his book it could work. Probably because Jay said that with the understanding that that won't be a possibility. It's a bit of a moot point, and wrote that today in the Tribune. Mm-hmm. And so that's where you have all these interconnected and unresolved issues facing the Bears right now, because if you want to talk about next head coaches, you can't separate that discussion from who the quarterback is going to be. And it works both ways here. And so then you've got the issue of Jay's contract. Well, if the McCaskey family decides that they don't want to eat $19.5 million on the salary cap next year and pay Jay $38 million for one season, which I think anyone could realistically see happening, or at least understand that reasoning. Maybe it would be best for them to eat the money, but you could understand why they don't want to pay him like that. Well, then you have to look at a list of coaches that are willing to come here and coach him in the wake of a long list of guys that have not succeeded. So it's really complex right now, and we'll just have to see how it starts to shake out. But what do you do first?
You describe all these uncertainties, and I enjoy the oversimplified comparison with a stock market, a traded stock, where we know markets hate uncertainty. And if you were in the short market, if you're a hedge fund manager and you saw the flaws in these Bears and you saw all the froth and all the excitement and all the thing idiots like us were saying about possibilities for the Bears, you could have made a killing shorting the Bears stock. And at this point, now that it's still bottoming out, you would think that a savvy investor would look at this and say, all right, maybe some solid fundamentals here. This is sort of the old, what Terry in gambling terms calls a beaten favorite that he likes to. But the thing is,
yes,
you couldn't put a buy rating on this stock because you don't know where the bottom is. You have no idea who is running the company in this particular analogy. So it's going to be a while before you can even look at sort of wading back in to take on any investment in this team.
Yeah, it's a good comparison. And I think that's why you started to at least read and hear people talk about the merits of completely washing everyone out. I mean, going almost back to square one, because then you can really start to plot your course. And if you do that as well, it's also a tactic to buy some time. You sell some hope in that scenario, and there's nothing that sells like hope. I mean, when I was covering the Redskins and they made this trade for Robert Griffin, which has been a complete disaster in the grand analysis, the hope sold. And after such a long period of losing, the Redskins did win the division, so you give them that. But gosh, everybody, you want to continue the analogy, you're buying stock at that point. You're buying into this. So, yeah, we have to see more of what's going to happen with some of these key decision-making roles before you have any idea about the direction of this thing and how quickly they might get out of it.
You know, wherever you go, the team sucks and people get fired. Have you noticed?
it's been brought up to me a couple times in the last month. I'll say that. I still don't think this is Redskins' level of dysfunction, though. I mean, that team has already benched its quarterback twice this season. So
no,
we have another round to go.
It's not that bad. But if you do go scorched earth and you get rid of Emery, do you see Emery at all? Do you ever get a chance to? Is he wandering around at all, Rich? He's not making himself available, right?
Right. No, he hasn't. The last time I saw Phil in person, I mean, sometimes you'll see him at practice. We don't get to watch it for a very long time. The last time I remember seeing Phil was in the locker room of the of Lambeau Field after that Packers disaster.
Ooh, good one. that's a day you didn't want to be seen.
Yeah.
Because say you go scorched earth and you get rid of everybody here, and you're right, you can start to sell hope, but is it really, and you've covered the NFL, is it really difficult, and I suppose it is because I don't think your coach is very good, I don't think your general manager choice is very good, and we had some suggestions for general manager before, some young guys, except the drunken Denver, I'm going to forget him, But there are guys out there, right, Rich, that are good, young, or even not even young, just guys that can find talent and maybe help you start putting something together here for long term. I mean, if you go and you say, God, I don't like much of anything on this team. So there is some hope in who you hire.
Yeah, this is a great question, because apply it to 2012 when they hired Phil. I mean, what did you see back then that would have led you to believe this is where they would be in 3 years?
Well, some people said that this just can't work with these two guys.
Wait, with Lovie and Phil, or are you talking about with Trestman?
I guess if you're going back to Lovie, you knew at that point that Lovie was done.
Yeah,
so you had inherent uncertainty there. And there are still people that go back to the day of the hiring of Trestman and looking at those two bespectacled guys shaking hands and asking the question, does that really look like a football brain trust? And I thought, but I'm not going to judge by appearances.
You know, my answer would be no. I mean, you always give, because Phil Emery was a nice enough guy, and he said the right things, and he looked at the same roster we looked at, Rich. So you gave him, he definitely got some benefit of the doubt. It's proven to be over the last couple of years a little clunky, a little like, what exactly are you doing? You got to save this coach and this guy because you're going to, but yet the new coach has got to take, I mean, a lot of things don't work.
But you know what I get back to, though, is that it's that nerds are supposed to be smart. And I don't mind if you're a football nerd. I don't mind if you got the glasses and the lanyard and your law degree and big words and all that stuff. But there's nothing worse than a dumb nerd.
I hear what you're saying. I think the point is that you can look at a guy's resume and understand the tree that he comes from. I mean, Phil from the Scott Pioli tree, and you can look at the success he had drafting players in Atlanta when he was there, in Kansas City when he was there. But ultimately, you don't know how it's going to work out if you're hiring a first-time guy until you're in it and until all the pieces are flying. And that's what makes this whole business so interesting, is that you can have the greatest star. I mean, Josh McDaniels in Denver was a great example of this. You know, the guy who's the next big thing, the hottest commodity, mm-hmm. with the track record and the tree. And it doesn't work when you get there. And really, the Bears, who have a proven record of hiring first-time coaches, first-time managers like this, that's a risk you take when you go through this process.
Well, I'll tell you what, I kind of looked at it and didn't think Denver would recover that quickly from the Josh McDaniels experience, and they sure as hell did. John Elway made sure they did. I mean,
quickly. Doesn't that tell you how important the quarterback position is, right? You get that right, and so much else falls into place. And that's really, when you go into the offseason, circling back to Jay, it's okay, what are the Bears' options if they want to move on from Jay? And you decide, look, you can't win with this guy. The body of work is established. You can't win with him. What are your options? And even if you don't have an option, a long-term solution next year, could you still move away from him with some type of placeholder and then start to look bigger picture down the road, how you can draft a guy? I mean, there's a lot of different ways they could go. It's all really interesting.
But could you figure out why the demotion of Cutler then was followed by naming Cutler the backup and not even thinking that David Fales could be the guy to replace him instead of Clawson, who is a potentially developed unknown? I don't get the way it was entirely thought out, and I guess it wasn't entirely thought out organizationally, because too many of the people involved don't have to care about thinking it through. But this just it all seemed to fit oddly on every level.
Yeah, I haven't researched all the similar scenarios, but I was surprised that Cutler was going to be active, and maybe, I don't know this for sure, but maybe that speaks to the difference of opinion in the merit of making this move to begin with, is that it's not a total deactivation of Jay, a demotion nonetheless. But I'm with you. I was surprised that he'll be active. And of course, you're always interested to see the backup quarterback. There's no more popular player than the backup, in most cases. And of course, it'd be interesting to see what David Fales has learned and practiced since the preseason. But I'm still interested to see Clawson, just for the sake of a guy who had a high something draft different. Pedigree at one point and smart guy and see what he can do.
Have you heard anything about this weird rumor about some sort of predetermined deal with the Titans? It seems like baloney to me, and I have had absolutely no confirmation of this, and it also wouldn't fit with Cutler being active for the game and just one snap away from the injury risk that would scuttle that, but I'm sure you've heard it. It's making the rounds. Is there anything to it?
No, I have not even heard that.
Yeah, I don't know where the report originated, but somebody said that they had heard that the Titans had already agreed to some kind of deal for him, and they didn't want to get Cutler hurt. But I have nothing to substantiate that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see how that plays out, I guess. I mean, you know, it really opens the door to just about every piece of speculation when something like this happens, especially on teams that don't have a quarterback. You'll do anything to get one. I mean, even talking to people in Washington about, you know, Robert Griffin for Cutler trade. I mean, people in Washington love that with no understanding of all of Jay's problems here. And yeah, you're always looking for the next fix, and it's so hard to find.
That's the other problem I have is I don't want him, but I don't know what the hell to do about it. All right. As always, Rich, you know, it's great because you screwed up the Redskins. That ended up in a dumpster fire. And now you come here, and in a very short time, the general manager and the coach hate each other. I mean, you've broken up a terrific marriage, not a long-lasting marriage, but you've broken that marriage up. So you leave everything in shambles wherever you go. That's why they won't answer a question.
Yeah, I was going to say, with a bunch of unanswerable questions, I suppose.
Well, enjoy the game. You sound like you're ready for it, so yeah. You got a little something new to watch.
Yeah, it should be good. Happy holidays to you guys.
You too, Rich. Thank you, my friend. Thanks for everything.
Rich Campbell of the Tribune. We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
With an unmatched team of Bears experts and a mission to focus on Chicago sports, Bears fans know that no one can compete with us when it comes to Bears talk. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. The NFC South is not the worst division in football. It is the best. It's definitely the funniest. Three teams fighting for the right to get smashed in their own house in the playoffs next month is hilarious. And the best part is, none of them are in on the joke because they're acting like they're both 12-2, and their little slap fight on Sunday is the NFC Championship game. Saints corner Keenan Lewis threw a drink in the Falcons' face when he said that game is going to be their funeral. Sean Witherspoon is on injured reserve, but he's also on Twitter, and he sent the Saints to the cemetery. Check this out. Quote, "The Aints are way too sorry to have our names in their mouth. Our team will be bringing a boom to the Bayou." End quote. I'll say it again. The NFC South is the best division ever. I'm Jim Rome.
Don't look now, but winter is here. And the pros at Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's tire professionals, want to get you ready. Suburban Tire has stocked their shelves to the roof with world-class Nokian tires, the number one rated winter tire. Right now, get special pricing on the Nokian WRG3, one of the safest tires on the road. Suburban Tire has thousands of these stacked to the rafters. Forget the national chains. Visit them in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights, or on the web at suburbantire.com. Suburban Tire, Chicagoland's tire professionals. And
435.
Celebrate the season with real urban barbecue in Vernon Hills, Highland Park, and now open in Oak Brook. Just ask Rick Camp. He's the unofficial mayor of that location. The holidays are the tastiest time of the year at Rub, with special menus available for carryout and private and corporate catering. Give the gift of great barbecue this season. Stop at any Rub location, purchase $100 in Rub gift cards, and receive a bonus $20 gift certificate for yourself. And you're going to want to use it right away to eat, because you can enjoy the slow-smoked delicacy of Real Urban Barbecue's famous burnt ends. God, are they good. Plus hickory-smoked ribs, tender turkey, pulled pork, Texas sausage, and their famous brisket. Top it off with savory and sweet barbecue sauces, including their new sauce of the month, Cranberry Orange Barbecue, and all their sauces now. Their homemade sauces available for purchase in gift boxes, and I don't know who wouldn't want to receive that. As always, you share your thoughts and photos with Real Urban Barbecue on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Real Urban BBQ. Vernon Hills, Highland Park, and the new location in Oak Brook. That's 2119 Clearwater Drive. Dine-in or holiday carryout. It makes everybody happy when you bring it home. For menu and locations, go to their website, realurbanbbq.com, or call their main number, for all three, 224-770-4227.
We're here at the mall to find out.
Are you looking for a brand new 2014 Ford Fusion or Escape? Right now at Alpamonte Ford, you can drive one for only $179 a month. That's right, a new 2014 Ford Escape or Ford Fusion for only $179 a month. Over 85 to choose from, only at the original Alpamonte Ford, 25th and North Avenue in Melrose Park. Lease is based on 24-month, 10,500 miles per year, 2,800 down, plus tax, title, license, and dock fees with approved credit.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With One Week Fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes, anytime you want, and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code SCORE to play for free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter SCORE for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Looking for some great museums, exhibits, and bookstores in your city, but don't know where to find them? Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and quench your thirst for everything arts and culture. CBS Local, we know arts and culture. We know local.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 800-711-8821. That's 800-711-8821.
Attention active duty, National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or a loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in TSGLI tax-free benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you've been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. Call the James Rolls House Law Firm at 866-558-9938. That's 866-558-9938.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe Lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed the cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We got a game plan to certainly part of our game plan is to run the ball, Rich, and as it should be. And we know it's not going to be easy to get the best run defense in the league or thereabouts. So, we know that's going to be part of what we do on Sunday.
Adjustment from today. You got Boris and Bernsey, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
He's a good guy. We always get thoughts from Rudy in this time of the show, and he says, the only reason I'm watching this Bears game is to see what Dr. Death does when this goes to hell. Say the Bears go down 28 or 35 or 100 early. Does Trestman then put Cutler back in when his spark sucks? Yep. Can Jay's evolutionary process of growth begin after 30 minutes? That and the rest of the noon kicks are awful. The Aaron Rodgers-Josh McCown matchup doesn't really do it for me. Every Sunday is now like watching the NBA's Eastern Conference. Yeah, did you see the piece on Deadspin about how bad the East is using metrics? Mm-hmm. Tom Lee wrote it.
Yep, I saw it.
It's that you don't. It's so offensive. Yeah. The Eastern Conference, and now Jabari Parker's hurt.
Yep, gone.
It's so offensively bad. I hate it. I hate that we have to watch Eastern Conference basketball here.
Yeah, I mean, the only fun is when you get to West, and that's what I haven't sorted out.
Tonight?
The East is pretty easy to sort out, and the Cavs, tonight, to me, have just not done it, dude. They have not done it.
No, you got Memphis. That's a real team.
Yeah.
That's a real ass-kicking team.
Yeah, Memphis is fun, and I don't know if Golden State is going to matter in the playoffs, but they're
there.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't care either.
That's like a Globetrotters game. I mean, those guys, what they've done with Draymond Green, come on. Come on with that guy. He's just a big sort of roly-poly grizzly bear type, and he changes body, changes game, running all over the floor. Klay Thompson's aggressive as hell. He's not just some standstill shooter. Attacking people.
Oh my God, yeah.
And I love Steve.
Yeah, and he's been great through this, I guess. I guess his give and take with the media has been great. So there's nothing really to give and take. I mean, you beat him once, and then Memphis beat him the other day, what, three overtimes or whatever the hell it was? Wasn't it? I mean, something weird. So, yeah, No, I have no complaints with the West. And by the way, I haven't sorted things out, but I don't think Rajon Rondo, who is just a pain in the ass to have on your team. I don't know if Dallas gets that or not. And maybe something, but I don't think, like it. I don't think it, raises them to some level of a threat.
No, because at the end of games, you can foul him. And he can't, and he's self-guarding.
Yeah, he is.
He gives you a defender that you can send somewhere else.
Yep. I just,
he can't throw it in the ocean.
I know. The price wasn't that, terrible. And I just don't see, here's a shifter. Here's something that just happened. Look out now. Okay. All right. I'll be looking for that.
Yeah, but there's some declaration that they're contending.
I don't think so. Sure of that. Not so sure of that just yet.
Scoreboard update.
4:30 and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves are home both Saturday and Monday nights at 7. Visit ChicagoWolves.com today. The Bears and Lions coming up Sunday at Soldier Field. That walkthrough today up at a rather quiet Halas Hall. And some new Mark Trestman sound for you.
I think that, that's all part of what we're going to see on Sunday. We've seen a lot of what he can do in practice. Certainly, he hasn't played in a game for a while. We realize that. And we'll see. And I think he'll have a group of guys that rally around him that are going to do everything they can to be at their best for him.
There was reports earlier in the week saying that Jimmy Clausen would light it up if he gets the start, and he will do that. He'll start anyway. We'll see about lighting it up. Injury reports out. Chris Conte and Robbie Gould out once again. Tim Jennings, Kyle Long, Jeremiah Ratliff, and Will Sutton questionable. Kyle Fuller and Shane McClellan probable. Kick is at noon at Soldier Field along the lakefront. Bulls heading to Memphis tonight. They're coming off that sluggish win over the Knicks. In the meantime, Memphis had impressive back-to-back wins over the Warriors and the Spurs. No D-Rose last night, no D-Rose tonight. Illness is going to keep him out for his second straight game. Blackhawks hosting the Blue Jackets tomorrow night as Corey Crawford will be back. He'll get the start in net. He's missed the last 8 games because of a lower body injury. Baseball, the Cubs officially signed Jason Mott to a 1-year deal in the North Side. They also claim a pair off waivers, outfielder Shane Peterson from the A's and catcher Ryan Lavernway from the Dodgers. John Heyman says that former Red Sox catcher David Ross still deciding between the Cubs and the Padres. College hoops tonight, Loyola at home taking on Southern Utah. NIU's at Dartmouth. SIU entertains New Orleans. Tomorrow on the Score, you have the bragging rights game with Illinois facing off against Missouri down in St. Louis. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Chicago Locker Room by Lids, the go-to place for the most authentic MLB-licensed on-field merchandise. And football coverage on the Score is being brought to you by Chicago Football Magazine. Subscribe now at chicagofootball.com. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the home for the Private Bank Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Hanley breaking down the Bears and Lions game and continuing coverage all throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Wheels for Wishes.
Grab a couple phone calls, shall
Let's
we?
Grab a couple phone calls, because that's what we do.
Yeah, today we've had a couple of clunkers, but better than yesterday. Richard is in Gary. He's on the score.
Yep, see, what happens when you say
hello that? Hello there.
What happens when you say that?
Richard?
See?
Yes, hello.
Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, this is Richard. I heard you talking earlier about quarterbacks being benched. Terry, you and I, we're about the same age, and I remember back in 1970, Terry Bradshaw, he was a rookie, and in his first year, he had 6 touchdowns and 24 interceptions, and they benched him off and on for the next 4 years, 70, 71, 72, and 73 season. Pittsburgh got Bradshaw threw a coin toss with the Steelers.
Richard, we were talking about guys that had been established, like Cutler's been around forever and being benched.
You're talking about highly paid veterans.
Yeah. Bradshaw was erratic when he got there. There's no doubt about it. His first season numbers were sick, and he was in and out of the lineup. But in 74, but this is a guy that was just starting, not a guy that's been on the league for, what has Cutler been around, 9 years
and
or whatever?
It's the contractual piece, too, that this is a team that invested 50-some million dollars in this guy and then benched. There's no comp for that.
No.
For a massive multi-year veteran deal and then say, oh, we're going to bench him. Even though his numbers really aren't that dissimilar from any of his other seasons or any of his career numbers. But all of a sudden, that's just, we can't have him out there anymore, so we're going to play
some. So, Richard, we're not looking for rookies that were in and out of the lineup. I understand that. But we're talking about established guys who've been around a long time with a giant contract. That's a tough one.
There's a report here from Marcellus Wiley of the Booyah Network, who says that Jim Harbaugh has already signed his contract to coach at Michigan.
Well,
I don't know what information he's got, but that's, there you have it. That is a report from Marcellus Wiley.
Well, that's the thing we wanted to talk with Jerry DiNardo about, and apparently somebody's
busy.
Taking him.
He's busy. In Lake in the Hills, it is Courtney on WSCR.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I didn't hear that report before I called, but I was going to ask you, what do you think are the chances of Jim Harbaugh coming over to the Bears?
Well, it doesn't look good right now.
No, minimal. It'd have to be a trade.
Yeah, you got to trade for that. I don't know what Michigan's going to have to do. Thank you, Courtney. But that whole thing, you talk about a miserable situation that did it. And maybe that's his, because we talked about this earlier. Maybe you're right about him, that there's just something about him that's going to annoy everybody around him 3, 4, 5 years down the road. You just don't want him around anymore, no matter how good he is.
Right.
And that's exactly what this thing has been. I mean, I have never, you're talking about a guy that's been in the NFC Championship game 3 straight years. It's not some guy that's hacking around at 8-8 or an occasional 9-7. This guy had been 3 straight NFC Championship games, had a sparkling record at Stanford, turned that whole thing around, and this year it remains not quite as turnaround as it used to be when he was there. But he is just, after a certain amount of time, and I don't know anything about Trent Baalke. I don't know how much you know about him, if he's odd or he can't get along with people or whatever. But when you read about that whole thing, as much as you want him as a coach, right, you would like to hire a guy you think would last.
Oh, I have read about it. I've read all the Tim Kawakami stuff about it, and he's a crazy person. There's no doubt in my mind.
And the SI stuff, too, is really good this week about him.
He's a good football coach, but he's a crazy person.
Yeah, so what do you do about that?
Did you see the tweet last night from Scott Paterno?
Oh, no.
It was something to the effect of, Michigan offers a coach $48 million, and people say that we had a culture problem. Still not understanding that knowingly facilitating a child rapist is kind of worse than spending a lot of money on a coach.
That's oh my God.
I kid you not.
Scott Tellender. I don't recall those kind of things at Stanford, but they probably were, but I don't remember them. But this is so notable when you talk about a guy that an NFL team, a lot of them, are kind of, you know, doing nothing that you would want. But I can't, in all good conscience, you can't have him.
David is on the north side. He's on the score.
Hey, Dan and Terry. Thanks for taking my call. Dan, you made an excellent point when you were doing that interview that you don't know how bottom the bear stock is going to go. And you always talk about how, you know, like you don't want to be in basketball hell, you know, where you can't get a good draft choice, but you can't get to pass the first or second round of the playoffs. So do you think, you know, I mean, everything hinges on who they hire in the GM or in the coach spot. But do you think that that somebody's going to come in and going to be able to make trades, like trade like a Forte trade, something like that?
Nobody's ever traded their way out of football hell.
No, you can't trade your way out of football hell.
Unless you the notable Herschel Walker deal or some blockbuster like that that restocks your draft picks for a decade, but not anymore. Guys aren't dumb enough to do stuff like that anymore. The point is, I'd listen to anybody. You want to send me draft picks for a 30-year-old running back? Hell yeah. I'd trade Matt Forte in an instant.
Oh, yeah.
You're not winning anything with him, and he's close to the end. So somebody were to want that, absolutely.
Unfortunately, you know, it just isn't the way it works. Unfortunately, it just isn't that easy. I mean, when you start, look at the teams that can't dig their way out. That's why it's conflicting. I mean, I look at some of these teams, and you yet, even after all these years, can't dig your way out with high draft picks and everything else. The Raiders cannot dig themselves out.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. You have the score.
Your radio headquarters for Bears conversation and insider information is right here. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Are you a military veteran looking for a new career in 2015? The new year could mean a new you. Demand in the IT industry has never been higher. New Horizons Computer Learning Centers has the training you need for the career you want. Authorized training from Microsoft, Cisco, and VMware help you earn industry-recognized certifications. In over 1.4 million student evaluations, New Horizons consistently outperforms other IT training companies. With flexible day and evening classes, New Horizons can get you certified and qualified in under 6 months. Work one-on-one with a dedicated career specialist to get you started on the path to your new career. Job placement assistance available. New Horizons Computer Learning Centers. It's a new year and a new you. Text NHVET to 95577 or explore more at nhvets.com. Again, that's nhvets.com.
Mike Ditka here, and I never settle for anything less than 100%. And that's why I trust Motorworks in Barrington and Hoffman Estates. They never quit trying to give you the greatest luxury experience possible. They're even upgrading all their showrooms to give you the most comfortable buying experience possible, as well as celebrating their all-new service department. At Motorworks, 8 worlds come together. BMW, Cadillac, Honda, Infiniti, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, and Sprinter. They also have a used inventory of high-quality pre-owned cars, too. Additionally, buying from Motorworks gives you unlimited washes at their world-class wash works. Plus, they're a full-service, all-state agency for all your auto needs. There's a reason I've been a loyal Motorworks customer. It begins and ends with a Motorworks team that always gives you 100%. Heck, if I had more teams like them, I would have won more championships. Visit Motorworks today or visit them online at motorworks.com. That's Motorworks in Barrington and Hoffman Estates. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business.
The holidays are almost here, so head into Guitar Center for the season's best deals on guitars, drums, keys, live sound, DJ, and more. Deals like a Yamaha acoustic guitar for only $89, microphone or instrument cables 3 for $20, or a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $149. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
Hi, welcome to State Farm.
What's up?
Hi, I want to switch to State Farm, but my husband has a hard time letting things go. He's stuck in the 90s.
As if.
Well, if you do switch to State Farm, I can save you $500.
$500? Raise the roof!
Switch to State Farm for your auto insurance, and you could save on average $500. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state. Average household savings based on 2012 national survey of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
CBS Thursday. Everybody's heading to Two and a Half Men.
Entrez-vous.
That's French for enter you.
For crazy romance.
Those girls didn't know what hit them.
What'd you use? Chloroform or tasers?
And revealing confessions.
Remember the first time you were rejected by a woman?
Yeah, when the maternity nurse handed me to my mom.
Catch all the action of TV's manliest comedy.
Booyah!
Get in on the fun of Two and a Half Men.
That is an awesome idea.
Thursday, only CBS.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802 Not Gonna Happen Lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Now it's time for 10 seconds of agony.
How should Bear fans voice their displeasure with the team tonight?
By taking off their pants and wearing different color socks.
Give one good reason for anyone to have stayed until the end of the Bears game.
So my I love Tony Boer sign could be on TV.
Yesterday was painted fingernails.
Yes.
What will be Terry's next foray into an alternative lifestyle?
Legally change his name to Tony Boer. Tony with an I.
When will we know the Bears have hit rock bottom?
When gas money Bob stops tweeting Bob up, Bear down.
Fill in the blank. For Christmas, Jay Cutler is going to fill Mark Trestman's stocking with blank.
Vanderbilt tchotchkes.
This has been your 10 seconds of agony on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Again, I thought some of those were good.
Don't care.
An hour from now, we'll be talking football with Brian Billick, but for now, we're talking to you on Sports Radio 670. This as the CBS Radio Christmas party rages on downstairs.
Oh, man, and I'm telling you.
I guess they're full into the karaoke. We haven't had any reports filtering back from the front and finding out who's... I think Joe Dredge is down there drinking. So he's probably dancing shirtless with Andy Puentes right about now.
Wait till the strippers get there. Yeah,
that would be my guess. Well, you don't need him with some of that crowd.
Boy, I'm telling you. We're too busy to attend those. I'm just too busy in general. But yeah, man, that's a lot. You put a couple drinks in people, and it's a whole different people.
Yeah, you get drunken engineers, wow. And then you get the people from like news radio who are bogarting all the food.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Remember that?
Remember that one?
It was like a guy, like BBM Traffic or something, one of those guys. Every time the bacon-wrapped scallops came out, he would just come over and
took everyone.
Intercept the whole plate and shove them in his nose. Dude, I mean, come on.
Killed it.
Like, you've never eaten before? Honestly? You're that hungry?
Sir, have you never been fed before?
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, I know traffic reports could pay a decent enough wage. You should be able to eat, like, something. Buy yourself some ramen or something. Fill yourself up, man.
That's my only four, yeah.
Southside Tony, you're on the score.
Okay, we're on it, by the way.
Got a question. Do you see a scenario on the premise of they get a good football guy in at GM or overseeing football and maybe a established coach, like a head experience of maybe a Jack Del Rio or someone, where they could go back to just a traditional offense, something. I don't know the technicals on the offense, but like the way the Redskins used to play, where they have just big linemen and pounding the run. If they stack the box defensively, it doesn't matter. They just pound it and not let Jay throw so much.
No, that's been thought. But first of all, you got to make sure the coach wants to keep Cutler. You got to make sure the GM is going to hire a coach who has got a firm decision on yay or nay.
Understanding the trail of bodies that have been left already. That trail of bodies is pretty impressive, by the way. Coaching bodies left by Jay Cutler.
Oh, if you count all the quarterbacks, coaches, and
indeed,
everybody, oh yeah,
that's quite a set of victims. So, if I'm that new coach, I'm just a tad leery of that.
You will know him by his trail of dead.
Yeah, that's a tough one to say. Hey, here he is for you.
This is Terry calling from his car. Hey, Terry.
How are you guys?
Hey, Terry.
Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to make a point. You know, I called in about, it might have been 6 weeks ago, and I talked to Lawrence. My point was, you know, when you think of insanity, you think about the Bears organization top to bottom.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, Lawrence proceeded to, you know, basically try and just get me off the
All right, you know, if you have an issue with Lawrence,
I know, take it up with him. I know what you're saying. I know where you're going. Let me make my point. I heard Dan Hampton today on one of the radio shows, and boy, he hit it right on the head.
That's enough.
You're calling this show.
Yeah, don't.
This shouldn't be the third show that ends up being a subject of your call. Just say what you want to say. Not what you said 6 weeks ago and not what somebody else said.
We don't know what you said 6 weeks ago or 6 minutes ago or 6 seconds ago. I don't know what you said.
What's being said on a radio show that's about to go away forever. there's a reason for that.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess that today was sort of one of the unofficial last days, because even though it's over on the other, on the FM side, you know, few days, there's some people grabbing some vacation and just leaving. And why
yeah,
not?
Looking for something. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, I feel
I
bad for my
that.
Friends.
So I'm very sorry. Whatever you're doing, stay there. See how it gets. Maybe it'll get better.
Like Jay, it'll evolve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The best thing for it.
Yeah. You know, God, we all love Dan Hampton, but
yeah,
that's
didn't work.
Yeah,
that's here.
That's rough road.
North side, Tom, you're on the score.
Yeah, I liked Jimmy Clausen's comments about the upcoming game, just to translate his backup quarterback speech. When he says he's excited about playing the number one defense in the NFL, he's saying, I'm a backup quarterback on a bad team, so don't expect too much.
I don't think he's saying that. I think he's happy to be playing after a year out of football. He was hurt.
He said quite an absence of playing.
I believe that he's excited.
Yeah, he should be. I mean, he'd like to do this for a living. He'd like to have somewhere where he could be a more of a factor.
Right.
And, you know, really, probably not would be the bottom line
on
this.
No, because he's bad.
There's certainly space for a guy. There's certainly space to get another look. Yeah, if you just get another
look at some of these arms out there. Look at some of these awful quarterbacks out there.
God, there's so many.
Charlie Whitehurst and Case Keenum and Austin Davis. Come on.
Yeah.
Jimmy Clausen knows that if he can just put something on tape.
Something. Give me something. And he knows it.
He'll have an opportunity.
He should be excited.
Josh McCown got $10 million.
To be bad.
That's too much money for bad.
Yep. And I'll tell you what, though. Without him, Bears don't win that game.
He was Bears MVP of that game.
Gift wrapped that one for you.
In Plainfield, Milkman, you are on the score.
Good evening, gentlemen. The hell with the Bears. Let's talk about something else.
Rajon Rondo, I've been hearing for years about how he's this and how he's that, but I've never heard anyone really get into why and what is it about him that turns everybody off.
Well, I guess he doesn't necessarily always play nice with others.
He does not.
Not a bad guy, just kind of opinionated and moody. And can't shoot.
And not a great teammate. There was a big story in SI a couple of years, maybe it was just a year ago, about Rajon Rondo. And if you read that chapter and verse about him, and you would walk away from that story, Milkman, saying, I don't want him. I don't want any part of him. I mean, it was not exactly what you'd say, oh, okay, we certainly want a hunk of that. No, I think you'd walk away from that saying, you know, because the NBA is fragile enough as it is when you're looking for players and guys that you can trust. No, that would be a no on Rajon Rondo. That would be a no.
And how's Monte Ellis going to feel when another guy is dribbling, and it's taking away from his shooting opportunities? Because anytime that Monte Ellis is not shooting, he's going to be looking at him like, come on, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, man. Give me that ball. Come on. Because I need to shoot it. I haven't shot in like 13 seconds.
I was sort of, you know, not sure one way or the other, neutral on Rajon Rondo until I read that. And after that, Milkman, uh-uh. Nope. I'll look it up and see if I can find some of it, but nope on that one. That left you immediately when I finished that. I said, oh, my God.
Boers and Bernstein, you have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
State Farm.
Hey, I have car insurance, but I want to protect the rest of the stuff in my apartment. Some of my action figures were ruined recently.
We can add a renter's policy. For the cost of one action figure, we can protect your entire army of action figures against fire, theft, burst pipes.
Great! It's hard untangling wet alien hair.
Add renter's insurance to your auto policy for as low as $4 a month. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state. State Farm. Estimated additional monthly cost of $20,000 in renter's insurance with purchase of qualifying State Farm car insurance.
Less than a week away, so here's your chance. Here's a win-win for you. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because, let's face it, kids, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy's the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood. More important, though, the full zip front. Think about getting Nova that up. And here's what else you should do. Get the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes a Hoodie Footy and Sexy Midnight Fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and you save $50. Now you don't have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, that's guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday. And please tell them Tony from Moment sent you.
Don't look now, but winter is here. And the pros at Suburban Tire Auto Care Center's Chicagoland's tire professionals want to get you ready. Suburban Tire has stocked their shelves to the roof with world-class Nokian tires, the number one rated winter tire. Right now, get special pricing on the Nokian WRG3, one of the safest tires on the road. Suburban Tire has thousands of these stacked to the rafters. Forget the national chains. Visit them in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights, or on the web at SuburbanTire.com. Suburban Tire, Chicagoland's tire professionals.
10 times points every Monday at Majestic Star Casino. Play your favorite games with your key rewards card and you'll get 10 times points on slots and 6 times points on video poker. That's what we call having the times of your life. Plus, try our new top 3 side bet for blackjack with odds as high as 1,000-1. Majestic Star Casino, featuring 6 floors of gaming action. For details, visit MajesticStarCasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale, and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Are you tired of eating at the same restaurants time and time again? Well, then head over to the Best Of section at CBS Local for coverage on your city's dining scene. We've got features and reviews of everything from food trucks to gourmet restaurants to drinks and desserts. Just visit the Best Of homepage, bestof.cbslocal.com, and see what's cooking.
Delicious. I'll definitely be coming back.
CBS Local. We know food and drink. We know local.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Attention active duty, National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or a loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in TSGLI tax-free benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you've been denied VA disability